Thompson, it's Breck. Good morning. It's time for another cup of coffee with Thompson.
Good morning, listeners.
Good morning, listeners. Special guest today is...
Jody.
Good morning, Jody. Good morning, Mama.
Goodbye, Baba.
Hi. What did we do this morning?
We went to the grocery store, and then we got home.
Mm-hmm. After we went to the grocery store, what did we do outside of the grocery store?
What did we do? We ate a lollipop and drank some juice.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what was going on H Street today?
There is beautiful fruit and beautiful green beans. We just need to drop one food and bingo.
And bingo what?
And bingo nothing.
Are we going to make something special for Dada for Father's Day today?
Yeah.
What are we making?
We're baking pie.
Yeah.
Wow. That that was a burst of happy feelings.
What's your favorite kind of pie, John and Madden?
It is my... It's my dad's favorite pie and my grandpa's favorite pie, and it's bloody well my favorite pie, and it's blueberry pie.
So it seems like...
As is tradition.
Seems like that would be a good thing to make on Father's Day, then.
I wish I'd eat the two.
Mm-hmm. I bet you do.
For a long time, I felt like every time I ate a blueberry pie of any kind, I was like doing a remembrance for those guys.
Baba?
Yeah.
Baba? Baba? Baba?
What are you looking at?
Baba? What are you looking at there?
Baba?
What's Baba? Baba? What are those?
What's that shape called?
It's called a... What's that say?
Polygon.
Polygon, that's right. That's what kind of shape that is. It's a polygon. We're reading algebra and geometry today.
And what's that called?
That's tessellation.
Tessellation.
That's a tough word. Can you say tessellation?
Tessellation.
Very good. Tessellation.
What's that called?
That means it takes on a hexagonic form.
What's that called?
Well, let's read about tessellation. Let's see. Don't they have something in here on tessellation? I bet you they do. I bet you you've got to have tessellation.
There's tessellation.
What do we got here? This puzzler fits shapes together... Edge to edge. If a shape tessellates, the angles around a point make 360 degrees. In Latin, tessella means a small cubical piece of mosaic tiling. And this is crucial to computers, computer design, computer programming, motion graphics, all manner of stuff, beekeeping, all of that. It's all about tessellation. We look at a honeycomb, it's tessellated. That means the hive is always going to be round because it takes on a form of 360 degrees. Ooh. Which means you can extrapolate three-dimensional shapes from two-dimensional layouts as well in a much more efficient manner.
Yay! Everybody love everybody. Bye.
That's your reaction to too much geometry talk, huh?
Right.
I think I just got played off by my four-year-old. Wrap it up!
Right?
Wrap it up! Damn, old man, talking about math like you crazy person. It's tessellation. It's a word. It's fun to say. I like tessellation.
Hey, Thompson, did you see cars?
Speaking of three-dimensionals.
Did you see cars going down H Street?
Yeah.
No, you didn't. What was going down H Street?
You didn't
Street
say
today?
When.
Today.
I've seen
today.
Cars going down H Street.
I've seen cars going down H Street, too.
Yeah, and what happens when no one's going down H Street in a car? What do you call that?
I call that a...
Yeah,
Roachin.
A Roachin.
Okay.
All right. I'm not sure in what language that might be. He speaks more than we do. Maybe that's a word from another language. I can't rule that out. That's a weird dilemma to have.
Right.
Was he speaking Japanese there?
Right.
Was that French?
I don't know.
It could have been, no, it might be German. Roachin. That sounds kind of German.
It's probably not going to take long before he's smarter than us.
Or it could mean nothing. Right. It could just be like, blah, blah, blah. Farty butt. Watermelon. Watermelon. Xylophone. Giraffe. AstroTurf.
What about Panda Hat?
Yeah. What about Panda? Yeah, what about Panda Hat?
Hey, how about Bus Stop? Hey, what about Wheel? Roll, 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 roll.
Wheels roll.
Look at this. A wheel broke off.
Yeah.
Panda Hat. Can you put it on? I can't put it on you. It fits too well.
It fits too well? It
fits too well. What are you doing with that wheel? What are you doing with that wheel?
Ooh, look, the wheel is on its face.
Ooh, and it's in the middle of what? A
perimeter.
That's right. And how many degrees of angle are there in that wheel? A circle has
a tire.
Yes, that case. And a tire is a shape called a
wheel.
And a wheel is a shape called a
tire.
We have a loop. Let's expand the loop.
The loop.
The loop. A loop is a circle. And a circle is a shape like what?
A perimeter.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And there are 360 degrees in a circle, so there are 360 degrees in a
perimeter?
That's correct. And you can imitate the shape of a perimeter with a
wheel.
Very, very good. Wow. Yes.
That was pretty impressive. And